CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Chile faces an imminent election. There is polling showing that the right-of-center candidate Cast is leading the left-of-center candidate Boric. And yet the polling is inadequate to know where we're going, because this is a contest between two visions of Chile's future. I'm told from the history books that Chile is a great success until recently. There has been turmoil, at least since 2019, if not before, over the Constitution, over representation, over the concerns of a public that is untrusting of the market solutions, market economy, right of center. And the new face on the scene is a young man, 35 years old, Boric, who is right now presenting himself as a classical Marxist, a man who reads very famous Marxist communist commentators from Europe over the last 100 years. Professor, Chile went through a series of riots and burning and disorder in 2019 before the pandemic, leading to the promise, the attempt to change the Constitution. Is this presidential race part of that turmoil? Is Chile all of a piece looking to a different future than in the past?
It absolutely is related to the October 2019 unrest and what continued, John. Really, it's a matter of Chile trying to reconcile different contradictory tendencies in its past. Essentially, when General Augusto Pinochet took over in Chile in the early 1970s and imposed order and waged a war against the communist insurgents and other leftists who were then trying to destabilize Chile, on the one hand, it brought about an exceptional amount of good order and economic efficiency. He brought in the so-called Chicago Boys, who imposed a new classical economic model in Chile that brought about the unprecedented growth that you brought about. Also, when Pinochet, then aging in the late 1980s, relinquished power, it was relinquished in a way with a constitution that preserved a certain economic privileges and other privileges for the army. It basically made it very difficult for the state to take a much larger role in the economy. And many in Chile saw the constitution and some of the inequalities as fundamentally unjust. As an artifact also of the way Chile has grown, its protections in Chile for those who are poor or pensioners are somewhat limited. And so what has happened is Chile has begun to have what you would call middle class problems, frustrations over education, over pensions, over other social services, over perceived inequalities despite its growth. Those really exploded onto the scenes in October 2019. But interestingly, what you have now is in many ways an expression of that conflict between Chile's past and its future. It didn't start out that way. It actually started out the way Chile has long been, alternating between center-left and center-right. Previously, Michelle Bachelet, center-left, Sebastian Piñera, center-right. And it looked for a while like the leading candidate was a center-right candidate, Sebastian Sichel. However, he was named in the recent Pandora Papers scandal, and so his popularity began to plummet. So what that left was one relatively radical right of center candidate, Jose Antonio Kast. Now Kast is not the same type of conservative that you might think of with respect to Brazil with Jair Bolsonaro. Kast is basically an ultra conservative Catholic who is actually economically liberal. He has 9 children. He was a long time a congressman. He really represents those in Chile who remember with nostalgia the rule of Augusto Pinochet and as a time of order and really look in a horrified manner at the disorder and protests and violence that has beset Chile now. And so on the one hand, in many ways, you have that caste representing that desire to return to Chile's conservative past. On the other hand, Gabriel Boric, again, is a young student with leftist ideas, seems to represent this emerging new generation, the Generation Wires, if you will. And it appears likely that although Cast is currently the front runner with that protest vote, because Chile has a two-round system, the November 21st elections and then the two that win there will go on to the December 19 elections. What appears is very likely to happen, unless we have a dramatic change, is that the Cast will probably win on the right, and then Yesana Provost, an indigenous Chilean who is coming in third right now, will probably give all of her votes, all of her left of center votes, to Boric. And so, again, right now, despite Cast being the front, it's Boric's to lose, and that will take Chile in a unprecedented direction toward the left, towards essentially that new Chilean generation being in charge with these ideas, just at the time that the Chile also is in the process of approving a new constitution, which could further take Chile into uncharted territory.
I mentioned just quickly, Professor, that we have a new politician in Peru, and we have other new politicians coming forward in different states. Bukele, for example, in Salvador is a new politician. Do you anticipate that Boric will be the same? He has to discover the office, presuming he's victorious. We have about a minute.
Each of the leftist candidates, John, have different contexts. Some tied more to indigenous groups. Castillo certainly came from the interior, the frustrated, neglected highland and jungle regions of Peru. So it is likely that that Boric will add a youthful and ideological flavor to that left. He'll be part of that left, but it'll be a left with many different flavors within it. But certainly the overall orientation will have a dramatic impact on multilateral affairs in Latin America and in many other things.
He appears to be an intellectual leftist, which is not the same as associating with guerrilla bands of the romantic past, such as we saw in Peru. So I'm thinking that if he's bookish, that means that they will have a fresh model, not the Chavez, not the Castillo, but a man who is keen on expressing his learning. And that will be an adventure, Professor. We're going to turn to Argentina, which is an old problem. Debt. Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.